DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. Votes are being counted following Zimbabwe's referendum on a new constitution. The new laws would curb the powers that President Robert Mugabe has enjoyed during his 33-year rule. They would also set the scene for elections later this year and end the power-sharing arrangement between Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The new constitution has the backing of 89-year-old Mugabe and his younger rival Tsvangirai. During elections in 2008, more than 180 people were killed and 9,000 injured, according to human rights group Amnesty International. Since then, Mugabe has shared power with Tsvangirai, who gave this comment on the background to the vote.
I think today, those who have died, lost their lives, I think will rest in peace because this is an important stage that we have been fighting for.
Results of the referendum are due within 5 days. Eurozone finance ministers have agreed a bailout for Cyprus's troubled banks, but with unique conditions. The bailout is worth 10 billion euros, but savers on the Mediterranean island have to pay up to 10% of their bank deposits to raise almost 6 billion euros to help stave off the bankruptcies. The move brought anger in Cyprus and a run on cash points. Parliament meets later today, Sunday, to vote on the measure. German Chancellor Angela Merkel welcomed the conditions on the financial help being offered.
This way, the people who are responsible for this situation are involved, not just taxpayers in other countries. I think it's good that we've taken this step. It made our approval of aid for Cyprus much easier.
Defeated Kenyan presidential candidate Raila Odinga has filed a legal challenge against the country's recent election results. Odinga claims that the March the 4th ballot was marred by vote manipulation, problems with voter registration, and faults with the electronic vote counting system. Police fired tear gas at Odinga's supporters outside Kenya's Supreme Court in the capital, Nairobi, on Saturday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A Swiss woman has been gang-raped by a group of men in central India. The woman was camping in a forest on Friday night while on a cycling trip with her husband. They were attacked by a gang of at least 7 men. No arrests have yet been made. According to figures from the National Crime Records Bureau, a woman is raped every 22 minutes in India, but charity groups say most incidents go unreported, given police insensitivity. Prime Minister Sonia Gandhi has promised action.
A law will be passed soon to prevent crimes against women in this country.
Pope Francis made his first presentation to the media on Saturday. He told the 3,000 journalists present that he wanted a poor church for the poor. Pope Francis said he had chosen his papal name inspired by St. Francis of Assisi, who, he said, was a man of poverty and a man of peace. Meanwhile, the Vatican has announced that Pope Francis has temporarily reappointed the entire Roman Curia, the central administration of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis is taking a certain time for reflection, prayer and dialogue before any definitive nomination or confirmation is made, according to the Vatican statement. World champion Sebastian Vettel starts today's Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne on pole position. Vettel's Red Bull teammate, Australian Mark Webber, is second on the grid with Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes in third. Torrential rain forced the postponement of the final qualifying sessions until Sunday, with the final session just 6 hours before the scheduled start of the race itself. In Bundesliga action on Saturday, runaway leaders Bayern Munich won again, this time against Leverkusen. The final score was 2-1. Bayern only need 5 more points to secure the league title. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.